2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 17. Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. In the dark days of the Blitz of Britain, Winston Churchill resolutely called to the people, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." For when we fear the storm and the tempest, whether it's in an athletic event, a scholastic challenge, or a relational problem, we often throw our hands up in dismay instead of raising our hands in prayer. But our text is a fascinating encouragement, even though overtaken by fear, to raise our hands in prayer. Lord, open our eyes. In the days of our text, the Syrian king was making raids into Israel, and he had an espionage ring that had penetrated in the deepest circles of the king of Israel. His plan was to find out when the king of Israel was going on some hunting trip or trip of state, and then snare him in an out-of-the-way place so that with one precision strike, he took out the leader and took control of all Israel. But there was a problem. Elisha was receiving messages from God and warning the king of Israel of every such snare. And so he was able to evade them all. After a few such empty snares, the king of Syria was seething, and he concluded that one of his spies must be a double agent for the king of Israel. He called in his spy network and his counselors and accused them of treason. His spy network was actually functioning very well. They knew exactly where the king of Israel was getting his information. Elisha the prophet in Dothan is telling the king of Israel all your plans, even what you speak in secret in your bedroom. So what is there to fear when the Lord is our refuge and fortress, and we dwell through faith in Christ in the secret place of the Most High? Yet the king of Syria planned a reprisal. And so one day at graying dawn, Elisha's servant came out of the house, perhaps to draw the water. He stared at the hills, rubbed his eyes, looked again, dropped the bucket and ran back into the house. "Alas, master, what shall we do? For the Syrian army has surrounded us." The blind fear that gripped the servant would squeeze its tentacles also around us. But the prophet beautifully comforts his servant and us with a prayer, "Lord, open his eyes." It's actually a double prayer. Lord, give him the physical sight to see your angels, and Lord, give him the spiritual sight to believe your promise. Psalm 91. "He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And the young man saw chariots and horses of fire all around them, surrounding the Syrian army, between them and the Syrian army. And when the army came down, Elisha prayed, "Lord, strike them with blindness." And he said to them, "This is not the way, the place. Follow me, and I'll lead you to the man that you're seeking." And he led them straight to the king of Israel. Imagine it. A little bald prophet and a young servant stumbling as he tries to walk, looking back over his shoulder, leading as if on a leash the whole Syrian army right into the citadel of Israel, into captivity to the king of Israel. But at Elisha's directive, they were given a meal and set free. And that Syrian strike force never again attacked Israel. What a display of the power and protection and personal care of our Lord. What a demonstration of what it means that by faith in Christ, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. What a delineation that we do not need to fear, for the Lord has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The angels are still in business. They man the freeways and the airwaves. They deliver God's children in homes, in hospitals, in hardships. Psalm 103 tells us that these angels excel in strength, doing God's word. If we rejoice in their protection, shouldn't we imitate their action in hearing and doing Jesus' word? Psalm 103 continues that these his ministers are serving the heirs of salvation. That's you who believe in Jesus. So standing in the Lord's presence, they're stronger than our evil foes. Gazing into Christ's eyes, they are wiser than Satan's hosts. But they are not the generic do-gooders of ecumenical fervor, serving any God will do, as the worldly fad portrays. For Jesus tells us that their greatest joy is when any sinner repents and believes. My sins have been forgiven, for Jesus has washed me clean with his own holy precious blood. I am a righteous child of God because Jesus has perfectly kept the commandments in my place. The Lord, who gave his own Son into that cursed death for us, will also surely then either send his angels to deliver us from every evil to body and soul, or work it for our good. So our fears are often a blind forgetfulness of the Lord's power, protection, and personal care. If only we could keep our eyes open and not miss the mighty wings that soar for our defense. Lord, open our eyes. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 257, stanzas 1 and 2.